You're listening to the John and Kane Show. And now, your hosts, John and Kane.
Hadouken! Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the John and Kane Show. My name is John.
And my name is Kane.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday, January 11th. We're deep into 2016.
Deep? Kane, it's January 11th.
Listen, Kane and I fought all weekend long.
We
don't know if the show's going to go on. I mean, we're fighting.
No, the thing is, well, I don't know if that's the reason why the show's not going to go on.
I mean, we're fighting. Like, it's like I'm drawing lines of demarcation in the sand.
Is that what you did to the sand? So here's what I'm saying is that, yes, we fight, but I assert that's the reason the show's so good.
Oh, really?
See, that's the reason the show's so good.
Really?
The fact that we fight is not the reason the potential ending of the show is happening.
And, right.
You know, should we get to this now or should we get to this later?
No, we'll do it later. I'm just saying that your mind has been altered in the course of the last couple of weeks.
That's a weird way to say I've smoked pot before, but that's fine.
Don't do that. It's not legal here.
I know, but so it's legal lots of places.
Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest. See, I was trying to draw a connection to altered minds. That's what I was attempting to do.
I see what you're doing.
Right? And Michael's been so patient.
I just
patient
screwed it up. Michael, I'm sorry. I screwed that whole thing up for you.
So
I actually like that. I like the reference, fellas. Marijuana and altered minds.
Writer,
somehow we have to do a tie-in, especially
minds.
When it becomes legal in New York.
Yes, illegal in New York.
So, writer, director, producer of Altered Minds, and apparently Kane's new friend, Michael Wechsler.
That's right.
Thank
all right,
you,
Mr. Wechsler.
Thank you. No better way to open the conversation than involving Mary Jane and altered minds. Okay,
of course. An altered mind is not a negative thing. That's what I say. An altered mind is just a different perspective, right?
And it's always good, especially in these times, to have a different perspective, right?
I agree with you 100%. I think Mike and I are going to be good friends. I think John's a little uptight.
This is our first impression. And this is what you do to the man.
I think Mr. Wechsler understands. I mean, he's a writer, director, producer. The guy knows. He deals with talent. He knows what's happening. All right, so the film synopsis. Now, Michael, we get every time we get a writer, director, a producer, or a filmmaker on the show, we kind of like to read in our radio voices the actual synopsis of the film, almost like a trailer in a way.
I'd love to hear this.
You know what
Please.
I mean? So, John, would you like to take part of it, or you want me to do the whole thing, or how do you want to do it?
Here's the thing. I want you to do it.
Yeah?
And then I want to do it.
Okay.
And then I want him to choose who's better.
Okay. Mike, are you ready? Mr. Wechsler, are you ready to judge?
Yeah, who's going first so I get this right?
All right. My name is Kane, and I'll go first because usually we know that whoever goes last gets the best voting. I'm going to go first anyway. knowing that. All right. Mike, you ready for this?
I'm all set.
Altered Minds is a psychological thriller about Tommy Shellner, a desperate, tormented horror writer who must unearth the family secrets before his father dies or lose the last chance to prove his sanity.
See, that's a little too... It's too forced.
What do you mean forced? That's a trailer guy.
No,
you have to force it. Quit acting like the trailer guys don't force it.
No, it needs to be done like this.
All right, Mike, let's... Okay, Kane was first. Now this is John.
Okay.
All right.
Altered Minds is a psychological thriller about Tommy Shellner.
Too breathy.
A desperate, tormented horror writer who must unearth the family secrets before his father dies.
Wow.
Or lose the last chance to prove.
Oh, my God. I never thought my synopsis would make me laugh, but you've done that job. I mean, I might actually be able to call iTunes and say, if I put your guys' voices on there, we can actually try to sell this as a new and noteworthy in the comedy genre as well as the thriller.
Then we can talk all about the Mary Jane we want.
Exactly.
I'm telling you.
Exactly.
All right, so the trailer does exist on YouTube, that is for sure. And is there a website that you would like to direct people to or have them go to check it out? It's altered-minds.com, is that correct?
Correct. Altered-minds.com. And, we're all over social media. So we're on Facebook, Altered Minds Move, and Twitter, Altered Minds Move. We're pretty much on everything. Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus. You know, we've tried to, get the internet to know about our film, before it came out. So.
And by the way, you even have some decent names in the film. So what we're going to do is really quick, we're going to go to a song. We're going to come back.
Yep,
more
no
with
worries.
Michael Wechsler, the writer, director, producer of Altered Minds. We're going to talk talk about who's in the film and why the hell you should go see it. Why the hell you should grab it for yourself. Keep it. Sleep with it under your pillow. Watch it on your big screen. Whatever you got to do.
You are being so weird.
What are you talking about?
We'll be right back, John and Kane Show.
Okay.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the way that my mind works, like, clearly it's altered in many ways,
yes,
shape,
it
and
is.
Forms,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Like, I was, like, running drug scenarios through my head.
You were?
About what his film synopsis would sound like under different drugs.
Okay, like LSD. What would it sound like under LSD?
Well, I wasn't thinking that. Like, I was thinking, like if it was cocaine, right?
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, it's psychological thriller about Thomas Yeller, a dismembered, tormented horror writer, right?
So there's that one, could be right? Cocaine or two monsters.
Right. Okay. It could be that. But I was also thinking about like peyote. Right.
Oh God.
Altered Minds is a psychological thriller about
Tommy. It sounds like Andre the Giant.
Oh my God.
This is amazing. Well, by the way, and this is a great idea for a film, and you have Judd Hirsch in the film.
Yes, I do. Yes.
From
one and only.
For people who are old as John
Trager
and I.
From Taxi.
Yeah, for people who are old as John and I, you remember him from Taxi. For people who are not as old, you remember him from the TV show Numbers.
Or for people who were born in the last 15 to 20 years, he's the Jeff Goldblum's dad in Independence Day.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Independence Day too, so.
We love Judd Hirsch.
Look it up, kids.
Look it up, kids. Judd Hirsch.
He's still alive.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
Now tell us a little bit more about the talent on this film. And in this film.
Well, you know, Judd, of course, as you mentioned, he's really our headliner and amazing talent. Just, you know, again, he is, he plays a psychiatrist, which he's done a number of times, both in movies and in plays. But this time he's a psychiatrist who may actually not have his patients' interest at hand.
And what a perfect role for him to do that. That's a great role.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was really kind of the dark side.
Yeah.
You know, it's Judd Hirsch as potentially as Darth Vader, you know.
Right.
You know, meets Joseph Mangala.
See,
really
now I'm beginning to understand the Altered Minds thing.
Yes, exactly. It's after hearing you guys do that trailer voice, it's altering my whole way of doing
it. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. It alters many people's minds.
You know what he's thinking, too? He's like, he's thinking there's talent in the Midwest. That's what he's thinking.
Is that what he's thinking, Tim? All right.
There's talent everywhere.
There's talent
across the
Michigan
street
J.
From
Frog
where we
live. We're friends.
Everybody's doing the Michigan rag.
All right, then. All right, then.
In addition to Judd Hirsch, we have C.S. Lee, who played Misaka in Dexter.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, this role for C.S. was very, very different from anything he's ever done in Dexter and Chuck. It was anything but comedic. He plays a very sort of somber character, one of Judd Hirsch's adopted kids who is suffering like the other kids in the family from all kinds of, you know, mental recall and seeing things that may or may not point to a sinister past of their childhood. We have Ryan O'Nan. Who Ryan has been most recently in Fargo, but he has been in a tons of television shows and independent films. Caroline Lagerfeld, who is from Gossip Girl, played Cece Rhodes. So Gossip Girls fans out there, you know, she played the old sort of spinster who got all the younger people's attention with her ways. And then we have Jamie Ray Newman, who is actually about to be in what I believe is the fourth season of Bates Motel, and Joseph Lau Taylor, who's been in Justified and is going to be starring in Woody Allen's newest film, which is, of course, untitled because it's not out yet.
Right.
So, yeah, we got a really, you know, I was lucky to get a really terrific cast of actors who all had experience on stage, which was great for me because there's a lot of dialogue in the film. Even though it's a thriller, there's a good amount of chunky dialogue and a lot of scenes with all of these actors kind of going at it in the room and, you know, trading those peyote drugs and marijuana and all sorts of
stuff. Ooh, yeah. And John did a great...
I had to go back.
Exactly.
You know?
There's a little callback on John's read of the thriller.
Do you want the peanut?
Stop rhyming!
Andre the Giant. I gotta love it. All right, so where do people, now, they can own this film, right? Can they download it? Is it video on demand?
Yes, they can.
How do they do this?
They can download it or they can rent it. Right now, it's on all major cable platforms. It's on Comcast Infinity, Time Warner, Charters on Demand, Dish Network, DirecTV. Pretty much, and if you've got cable video on demand, you can do a search on Altered Minds and you should be able to find it. If you don't, it's on Internet VOD. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, Amazon, Vudu.
Oh, yeah, Vudu.
Vudu. There's just so many names. Yes. it's out there and it can be found. And if none of those seem to work, which means that there's some kind of major malfunction going on.
You want to call your carrier and bitch them out.
The Chinese have hacked us at that point.
Yeah.
I'd be happy if the Chinese stole my movie and it had that kind of effect.
Oh my God, they have a big market over there. Billion people for crying out loud.
Well, it also helped that movie. Otherwise, I don't know if it would have done as well as it did, even though, what was that film? James Franco and...
What was it? It was Dick, The Interview. That's what it was, The Interview.
Yeah, The Interview, exactly. It made $20 million on VOD, which I think was far beyond what they ever expected, but that was all because, you know...
If you can only get North Korea to badmouth your movie... That would be good.
I blame them for the hydrogen bomb, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I am friends with Dennis Rodman. I think I'm going to send him
there
over.
You there you go. Dennis Rodman. He's just one more tattoo than necessary, that guy. All right. Michael Wexler, writer, director, producer of the film Altered Minds. Search for it on all your video on demand platforms. Enjoy the movie because there's nothing wrong with Altered Minds. With Altered Minds, but something incredibly awesome about the movie Altered Minds. So thank you, Mike. We really appreciate your time today.
It's a pleasure, guys. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, by the way, and thank you, Mike. And by the way, we have another writer, director, producer of The Girls in the Band next. We have Judy Chaykin from
LA.
Is
it like Director Day on the show?
It's like Movie Day today on the show. It's crazy. Producer Thomas does that on occasion.
Planned it that way.
Yes, he did.
Again, you tell me, but you don't go to a mic, so then I have to repeat it for the audience.
Yes, you do.
How about we wrap up this segment because you're over time?
Damn. He done told you, dude.
Yeah, whatevs. What are we, 13-year-old girls?
He done told you.
All right, cool. All right, we'll be right back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Very excited about our next guest. She is the director, writer, and producer of The Girls in the Band. Please put your hands together for Judy Chaykin.
Judy, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right, Judy, so tell everyone about what you want them to know. I mean, you are a documentary filmmaker. You're a writer, director, producer. You never sleep, obviously, based on your resume. So tell people about the documentary The Girls in the Band, and then what you do outside of just this documentary.
Well, let's start with The Girls in the Band, because that's my most recent film, the one that I'm most passionate about at the moment. It's a film about the history, the unknown history, of women jazz musicians.
Mm.
And it starts all the way back in the early 1900s and comes all the way up to the present day, with the contemporary women who are making names for themselves in jazz. And it reveals a history of greatly talented women who, because they were never recorded or their accomplishments were not written down in history, never really got their just due. And what I tried to do with the film is give some insight into how brilliantly talented these women were and how deserving they are of some recognition.
I absolutely love
that. That's what the film is about.
When they haven't been recorded and history doesn't really have any record of them, how are you finding out this information? This has got to be amazing work on your part.
Well, the research of it was really incredible. It took us about 3 years to research it.
Oh, wow.
And we really had to spread our net very wide because a lot of the women left the United States where they couldn't get any work or any recognition, and they went to Europe. And in Europe, we found footage of them. We found some recordings that were made of them.
Oh, wow.
And we found some of our history in Europe.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that was very good.
So was there any of those actual pieces of video or audio that you're able to use in the documentary?
Oh, yes. Oh, we've used a lot of stuff. And, you know, there was some stuff here. We pulled things from the National Archives and from the Smithsonian Museum because, fortunately, some of these women did play with some male bands or on a bill with a male band.
Right.
And there was some recording of them. And in one instance, there was a very famous all-black female band from the South called the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. And in the 40s, there was a film company who did a short film with them. So we had all that footage as well. So we were able to find bits and pieces.
That is awesome. Now, you talk about a historical referencing. And on the John and Cain Show, we often reference historical, how do we put it? Historical eras. Okay, so what I'd like to do when we come back is I would like to, if you don't mind, I'd like to give her our 1920s voices and sort of lay out the film synopsis in our 1920s voices, and it may land pretty perfectly.
You know, I think that Judy would really appreciate that, but we have to get her permission in order to really promote the film synopsis in our 1920s voices.
Yes, I know, I agree. So if you don't mind, John, can you do that when we come back? Are you all right with that?
Judy, are you okay with that?
Well, I'll have to hear a little bit.
Oh, my.
Okay. All right.
She sounds judgy. I don't like that.
She does. All right. You know what? So, you know, we'll just throw, you know, to use an early 19th century phrase, we'll throw our hat over the wall when we come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about the girls in the band.
I like it. Let's do it.
All right. We'll be right back on the John and Cain Show. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. So during the song, you know, Judy begrudgingly has given us permission to take the film synopsis and do it in our 1920s voices.
Yes, we both thought it would, you know, land pretty perfectly, but Judy is rightfully skeptical.
Right.
So we're going to go ahead and do this for her. And again, we understand your skepticism, Judy. We don't judge. We totally get it. But
well, let me hear it. Okay. Let me hear it, and I'll let you know what I think of it.
All right, this is great. This is awesome.
And this is kind of an audition. I mean, you never know when Judy might need two radio guys.
Right, that can do 1920s voices.
Right.
I mean, really.
All right, here we go. They wiggled, they jiggled, they wore low-cut gowns and short shorts. Then they kowtowed to club owners and smiled to the customers. And they did it all just to play the music they loved. In the 30s and the 40s, hundreds of women musicians toured the country in glamorous all-girl bands while they played side-by-side with their male counterparts.
Yet, by the mid-50s, female jazz musicians had literally disappeared from the workplace. Their names, their contributions to music, completely forgotten. The girls in the band tells the poignant, untold stories of female jazz and big band instrumentalists and their fascinating, groundbreaking journeys from the late 30s to the present day.
Get it now! It's Girls in the Band!
What do you think? What do you think, Judy?
Well, it was a little British sounding there.
British, really? I could. Okay. All right, you know you're not in the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm over here.
Yeah,
right.
Don't do
I'm
that.
So sorry.
Don't do that. All right, so, Judy.
I think you guys did. You did a brilliant job.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
She's L.A. finger gunning us. Hey,
I know.
You did great.
Yeah, it sounded like L.A. finger gunning, Judy, but I understand you're sincere. John doesn't believe it, but I believe you are.
All right, well, I think you did a marvelous job.
She's like, all right, whatever.
It really put the film right in perspective.
I think it did, too. I appreciate that very much. Now, online, people can check out the trailer on YouTube. They just look up the girls in the band, correct?
They look up the girls in the band. It's our website. There's a trailer there. But you can also find the film on Amazon and Hulu.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you have a Netflix DVD account, you can rent the film on DVD. It's now playing everywhere.
I love it.
If you want to purchase it, go to our website, www.thegirlsintheband.com.
That's right, thegirlsintheband.com. And then you even have an IMDb on here as well for this thing. So we love everything about what it is you've done and what it is you're doing. So you're born in L.A. You're consistently in film, television, theater, and all of that. You've won plenty of awards. You have a lot of accolades. This is a fantastic documentary. We appreciate the time you gave us today on our show. Judy, we really appreciate that. Thank you.
You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much for the good plug.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And we love it. We absolutely love it. I think the idea is fantastic. And anyone who can resurrect a piece of history that's seemingly lost forever is a permanent friend in our book. You may not like it, but we're permanent friends now, Judy.
I like it.
Okay, good. I was hoping you'd go that way.
I hope it's a friendship that will go on and on and on.
Look at that. I love that. That wasn't L.A. finger gunning, was it, John?
No, not at all.
Okay,
no,
all right then.
I feel good now.
Okay.
All right, with that, when we come back, Zach Knows Howard is more directors on the show. Stay with us. It is the John and Kane Show. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Joining us by telephone is the one, the only. His name is Zach No Towers. He's the director of Killer Friends. Put your hands together.
Zach, welcome to the show.
Keep it going for me.
I love this guy. Now, you are a stand-up comedian. Now, here's the thing. Did you do comedy here in St. Louis?
You know, I just burst my comedy bubble when I came home for the Killer Friends premiere. But no, I started doing comedy in L.A.
Ah, I see. But have you seen what the comedy scene in St. Louis has done over the past few years?
It's booming.
It is.
And it's so exciting. There's the new club going up, Helium, in the Galleria, right?
Absolutely.
And if you're judging just on the Valley Park Funny Bone, I mean, the comedy scene has really been flooded.
All right. Zach's like, that's
local
a joke.
Local humor.
And too
I love
soon.
It.
It's too soon, right, Zach? Tell him it's too soon.
Too soon.
That's right. All right. So at Zach No Towers on Twitter, that's N-O-E Towers on Twitter. Now, you perform all over the U.S., and you just wrote and directed a short film called Killer Friends, which actually was screened at the St. Louis International Film Festival. Tell people about that, about your passion with that, and how it got to that point.
Yeah, man. So I've been in L.A. for about 7 years after, you know, growing up in St. Louis. I did the acting thing, you know, got little tiny things here and there. Finally said, you know, it's time to just grab the bull by the balls.
Ooh,
and make something.
Went,
yeah.
You went a different direction there. You went a different direction there.
And just make something of my own. And Killer Friends is a short film. It's a dark comedy. It's got my sense of humor. It's really kind of twisted. And we shot it last year and did crowdfunding to make that happen. And then we are getting into the festival circuit now.
I know that you have a passion about the festival circuit, so much so the GoFundMe is not just for the Killer Friends, right? Do you have a current GoFundMe happening right now?
Yeah, the GoFundMe is to keep it in the festival circuit, basically. So I foolishly, as a young, dumb filmmaker, like budgeted $150 of the original budget to go towards festival submission entry fees. And they run about $30 to $90 a piece. So the money was just gone, you know, before I could even, blink an eye.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So people, I'm back trying to, yeah.
So people who have a passion for independent film, a passion for these festivals, should probably check out the GoFundMe page. Go to GoFundMe.com and look up Killer Friends. It's GoFundMe.com/Killer Friends and find out what perk is, you know, attracting to you. Because this is the thing. If you support independent film, it's because that's what you support. It's the same as art or any other passion that you might have. Like, I know I suck at making an independent film, but I certainly know I would love to support it. You know what I mean?
How do you know if you've never done it?
Yeah.
I've done it. iPhones.
creepy videos in your bathroom do not count.
Yes, exactly. No matter how many friends are with you. You're right. You're right.
That's exactly what I was saying.
You're right, Zach. I'm with you 100%. All right, so on Twitter, Zach, how can they connect with you again on Twitter?
I'm at Zach Noe Towers.
So it's Noe. We've been saying no. It's Noe the whole time? You didn't correct us?
Yeah, I know.
You should have jumped on that. You're a comedian.
Right.
You should have jumped right on it.
I know, but you're a new friend. I didn't want to scare you away.
Zach is sensitive. I like that about Zach. Zach Noe Towers. That's N-O-E Towers on Twitter. So what we're going to do is we'll take a quick break. We're come to the end of the show already. I cannot believe that.
Woo!
So when we come back, more with Chris Noe Towers. We'll find out where he's in the very near future going to be. And then, of course, the independent film Killer Friends, the GoFundMe. We'll talk about all that when we come back. I know. It's sad. It's it's really, really depressing to have to end the show today, especially with such a great guest. John, who is our guest?
Zach Noe Towers.
There it is. It's almost like you read it. Almost like you read it, but we know that you two are close. So, Zach, thank you very much, by the way, for taking time out to be on the show today. Zach, a stand-up comedian originally from St. Louis, out in L.A., making a name for himself, but also travels the country doing comedy. And we talked about the short film Killer Friends. There is a GoFundMe for this movie to keep it in the festival circuits. And is there, now, because of your, I have it here that it's to keep the festival circuit going, but that's not necessarily the case, right? It's to keep this film going in the circuit.
Yeah, it's to keep it, to keep the, so I can keep submitting it basically all over the world.
Got you. So not just like the St. Louis International Film Festival, but all international film festivals all over the world.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So on Facebook, swing by facebook.com/Z Towers Z Towers to hook up with him. That's your personal Facebook page, right? Like you have people post to you.
Oh yeah,
and message you.
Poke me all poke night long, people.
I kind of got, I got a little uncomfortable there for just a second, but then I realized that, well, it's appropriate because I hate Facebook pokes too. Don't you hate Facebook, Facebook pokes?
Well, what I'm sensing though is Zach really gets to the bottom of things.
He does, doesn't he? He does get to the bottom.
Wow, that was really good.
It's that kind of show, Zach.
I love it.
It's that kind of show. So tell people about where your travels will take you in the near future and what people can expect from you out of 2016.
Oh, man. I just started doing cruises. So if you're on an RSVP or Atlantis cruise, I'll be on some of those.
Really?
Doing a Pride tour. So I'll be coming hopefully to St. Louis this summer around Pride Month.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm a staff writer on a new animated show that should be coming out in about a year.
Wait a minute, what's the name of it?
Anti-Colony.
Can you tell us the name of it?
Anti-Colony. It's about two gay ants who are going to overthrow the queen and use drag to take her place. It should be really dumb and funny.
Oh, that is hilarious. Are you kidding me? I want to watch it right now.
Yeah.
Why can't I watch it right now? That's a bunch of crap.
I know. It's being written as we speak.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to contribute. I'm sure there's something. There's something I can incorporate with a thorax, and I'm sure we can do it. I mean, that's a part of an ant.
Yeah, sure, the antennas, I think, are the other.
Yeah, then there's something, legs. All right,
you're,
we can do something.
An ant man.
I know, there's an ant phenomenon going on here, isn't there?
All right, we got to do Learn What We Learned. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Thomas, our producer, is rushing us along. So, all right, Zach, Learn What We Learned is exactly that. The very short amount of time that you spent with the John and Kane show, we ask for you to tell us and our listeners what it is you may have learned in this experience, and then we'll do the same for you.
Okay.
So what'd you learn?
I learned
that you guys are in a borderline unhealthy codependent relationship.
Oh my God. He totally picked up on that.
Did
What's
I
funny
get
is
it?
Our entire staff already knew it, as you can tell by their laughter. Well, that's funny that that was a short amount of time that he spent with us, but still was able to pick that up.
Kane, what did you learn?
Well, I learned that we have a lot of talent in St. Louis, and unfortunately, sometimes you have to leave St. Louis to do something. You know what I mean? There's not enough support here in the St. Louis area for all the talent that we actually have here, and Zach is one of those examples. So, Zach, I appreciate you spending some time with us, and knowing that you're a St. Louis native is another feather in your cap, my friend.
Heck yeah.
Love that. John, what'd you learn?
What I learned on today's show from Zach Noe Towers.
Noe.
Whatever. Director of Killer Friends, is that I don't know how to say his middle name.
Oh, is that what you learned?
No. That's not what
that's
I learned.
That's weird. That's something we all learned.
No, what I learned is, sadly, is that he can see right through us.
Oh, of course he can.
I mean, he can immediately, you know.
He's a comedian.
I mean, did you know, Zach, that when I want him to speak, I touch his leg ever so nicely?
Okay, why are you holding my knee, though? That right there is not cool. At all.
All right, Zach, thank you very much for being on the show. That's applause.
Yeah, we love you, man. Thank you so much.
All right, You're gonna take part in our signature close. The last thing we're gonna say is Indio Radio, but hang on a second, I'll prompt you in a minute. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at John and Kane Show.
At Indio_radio. Those handles are great for Twitter and Instagram.
We love you courageous patriots who listen to us live every morning, 10 a.m. IndioRadio.com.
That's true. You are courageous if you're doing that.
You terrorists who listen to the replay at 5 p.m. IndioRadio.com, we further appreciate
you. What do you want the NSA to flag this show for?
You aliens who listen.
Oh, my God.
How do people listen?
We're going to have nothing but government listeners on this show. What are you doing? NSA. Why do you say
Cyclotrimethylene trinitramine.
Okay, again, that's an explosive, and I'm not happy with what you're just doing right now.
All right, ready?
Okay, you go anywhere that audio on demand exists for the John and Kane Show, Podomatic, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher. Just search Indio Radio Podcast. You'll find all the John and Kane shows right there.
All right, Zach, are you ready for the signature close?
Yeah.
The last thing we say is Indio Radio. Here we go. It's the John and Kane Show, broadcasting live from Shock City Studios on, of course, all together, Indio Radio!
I think he did.
Damn,
did
it, I messed it up.
I know you did. I know.
That's all right. We're going to judge you harshly now.
I know.
Okay.
Think of this like an open mic night, and you just got the candle, okay?
Oh. You just got the candle.
All right.
You got your light.
All right.
There it is.
We'll see you tomorrow on the show. Lindsay Walden, Carl Hazel, a bunch of other folks. Stay with us. John and Kane Show.
Thank you, Zach.
You know what?